From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump says he's prepared to deploy the military to the border with Mexico to assist local officials as they grapple with the flow of illegal immigrants from Latin America.
We are going to be doing some things. I've been speaking with General Mattis. We're going to be doing things militarily. Until we can have a wall and proper security, we're going to be guarding our border with the military.
The White House indicated the strategy would include mobilizing National Guard units. Mr. Trump decried weak U.S. immigration laws that apprehend people crossing the border illegally and then release them into the U.S. He called for stronger laws. At a White House meeting, the president also said a caravan of hundreds of mostly Honduran asylum seekers had been largely broken up by Mexico heading to the U.S. border. He called on Mexico and Central America to do more to halt such caravans.
But I told Mexico very strongly, you're going to have to do something about these caravans that are coming up. And I just noticed that the caravan now, which is toward the middle of Mexico, coming up from Honduras, is breaking up very rapidly. That's because Mexico has very strong immigration laws, as we should have.
Mr. Trump lamented such caravans, calling it sad for both the would-be immigrants and for the citizens of the U.S. In Central African Republic, a peacekeeper by the U.N. was killed, 11 wounded, in an early Tuesday attack at a U.N. base in Tagbara, northeast of the capital, Bangui. Stefan Dujarric is a U.N. spokesman.
The United Nations mission has deployed reinforcements in Tagbara. The Secretary General extends his condolences to the family of the fallen peacekeepers and wishes a speedy recovery to those injured.
The UN said more than 20 of the anti-Balaka militia fighters were killed. UN peacekeepers also discovered the bodies of 21 civilians found near a church. The cause of their death still is unknown. This is VOA News. In remarks at the White House, President Trump said it was time to pull U.S. troops out of Syria.
Our primary mission in terms of that was getting rid of ISIS. We've almost completed that task, and we'll be making a decision very quickly in coordination with others in the area.
He placed the amount of IS-held territory recaptured in both Syria and Iraq at nearly 100%. The U.S. has some 2,000 troops on the ground in Syria, including special operations forces advising Kurdish militia fighting IS. It also employed an air campaign to attack jihadist positions. James Jeffrey, former diplomat and distinguished fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, said the IS is on the ropes.
What we have left in Syria is a few patches of ISIS. In our area, to the east of the Euphrates, there's about 2,000 ISIS people along the Iraqi border. It includes some of their leadership.
He said the larger U.S. mission in Syria is containing Russia, Iran, and Damascus, and that, he said, would require a longer-term military, political, and economic strategy. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he hopes a planned meeting of the Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog will clear up allegations of Russian involvement in the poisoning of a former Russian double agent in Britain. Moscow has asked the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons to meet Wednesday on the matter. Mr. Putin said British authorities may need up to 2 months to complete their investigation. The origin of the nerve agent used March 4 against Sergei Skripal has not been determined, but he says he's still bewildered by what he called the anti-Russia campaign. The case has resulted in the expulsion of dozens of Russian diplomats. Houthi rebels in Yemen hit a Saudi oil tanker off the main port city Hodeidah Tuesday, apparent retaliation from Monday's airstrike on the city that killed several civilians. Saudi media said the vessel sustained slight damage. In Geneva, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed for a political settlement to the 3-year conflict that has left 22 million aid-dependent.
Nearly half of all children aged between 6 months and 5 years old are chronically malnourished and suffer from stunting, which causes development delays and reduced ability to learn throughout their entire life.
He said he's optimistic, however, about the prospect of an effective inter-Yemen dialogue leading to peace. The rights group Amnesty International said villagers in central Mali discovered the bodies of 6 people in a mass grave who had been arrested by the military. The rights group said it's evidence of an army campaign against sympathizers of jihadist groups. 3 major U.S. stock indices rebounded from sharp losses sustained Monday, the benchmark Dow Jones gaining nearly 400 points. And today marks the 50th anniversary of the assassination of American civil rights leader, the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., gunned down by an assassin April 4, 1968.
That's the latest world news from VOA.